a B&B creative production. Left on Dead, The Friend.
What the heck, man? What's going on here? You're Apollo?
No, dude. No. I'm not. He made me do this, man.
Don't lie to me. Why are you putting me through this?
Dude, Nick, it's me. You know better. Apollo has been texting me too. And he told me that if I told you about this, he would hurt my family. I can't put them through
this.
That
sounds pretty convenient, Ted. What's he going to do now?
I don't know, man. I sent Becky and the kids out of town. I just hope they're okay, man. Just pray they're safe.
I don't know, Ted. There had to be a way for you to let me know. This is just unbelievable.
Dude, I swear. I tried to think of every way I could, but you could look at my text.
That doesn't matter. Somehow Apollo can send texts to and from whatever number he pleases.
Nick, I promise. It's me. You have to trust me.
I don't know who to trust anymore. I need to get Cindy over here to help me figure this out. Please come over to my place. Went to pick something up for Apollo. Ted was there. I don't know what to think. Please come help.
Oh no. I tried to warn you that Ted was involved. I'm on my way.
Please leave your I told you so's at your place. I need help here, please.
Sorry, you're right. Be there in 10, kicker.
All right, Ted. If what you're telling me is true, give me the whole story.
A few days after all this started, right after your car blew up, Apollo started texting me. I just tried to straight up ignore it.
Which is exactly what you wouldn't let me do when he started texting me.
The text started getting more and more personal. He knew the names of my kids. He knew where I lived, even where my parents live. So I finally responded and he gave me a choice. I could wire the money myself or help him make sure you would do it.
And of course, you chose to stab me in the back. Who needs enemies when I have friends like you?
You don't get it, man. If I would have chosen to wire the money, then he had no need for you. He would have finished the job he started with the fake car accident.
What are you talking about?
He was going to kill you, man. If I agreed to wire the money, I would have been taking your place. He would have gotten rid of you. I was trying to protect you.
I tell you what, this story keeps getting more and more convenient. It's Cindy.
God, Cindy, what was that for?
What have you done? You're behind this whole thing, aren't you? What kind of friend does that?
Stop. Give him a chance to explain.
Explain what? How he has ruined your life?
Tell her, Ted.
I was given a choice by Apollo. So he could get rid of Nick and I could help him get the money he is after, or I could help him put the pressure on Nick to do so. So I could either help blackmail my best friend or watch him die. I assumed getting him killed would have been the worst option.
I'm not so sure at this point.
Wait, so why didn't you just tell Nick what was going on?
My girls.
He threatened them?
Yeah, texted me after school one day and told me what they were wearing when they came out of the building. And that's really all it took.
Dear God. What do we do now? He has to know that you two have talked at this point.
No, hold on. This isn't all bad. We may be able to use this knowledge against him. We can make this look like this caused me and Ted to get in a fight. Now we just need to find a way to communicate that Apollo won't find out about.
Yeah, maybe we can get a step ahead of this guy for once.
So, he wants Nick to wire money. Is there a way that you can trace the account, Ted, so maybe we can find out who Apollo really is?
Yeah, maybe. If we are both in the system at the same time, Apollo will be able to see the transfers happening, but will block him from the underlying seed code where he can see his information. Right? Then we will have everything we need to go to the police with an actual identity.
Which should keep you and your family safe.
Exactly.
This sounds like a perfect plan, but how can we convince Apollo that you two aren't working together?
We have to make a fight seem believable.
So should we, like, punch each other?
I think we have to. Maybe a black eye, a busted lip, and then me storming out there will be enough.
Is there another way?
I can't think of one. It has to be convincing.
All right. Who wants to go first?
Yeah, I probably deserve a punch in the face anyway. If I hadn't encouraged you to reply to Apollo's text, maybe none of this would be happening.
You're not wrong. All right, here we go.
Wait, wait, wait. Avoid my mouth. I just had expensive dental work done.
Oh, don't worry. I plan to go straight for the nose.
Okay. I'm ready.
Here we go. It's him, isn't it?
It is. To all three of us.
Simpletons, you should know by now that I will not be fooled. Since Ted is the worst messenger of all time, I now have to make one more change to the plan. Instead of wiring the funds as previously planned, you will now deliver $10 million cash to me in a duffel bag. You will drop it by the near entrance of the library on Elm Street at exactly 4 o'clock on Friday. If you fail to do so, or if I get the sense that any of you are trying to pull a fast one, this will be over for all of you. After making you watch your loved ones be brutally slaughtered, you will all die a slow, painful death.
Crap. There goes our plan.
Why is this happening?
Hold on. I think this may make things easier, actually. I have an idea.
This has been a B&B Creative Production. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.